Thanks, guys. This is John chapter 15. Does anybody know where we just heard this passage? Sunday morning or Saturday night. Sunday morning. We had it. This is the exact passage, John 15, verse 1 through 8, in our Sunday lectionary. I'll get a little bit into that. First, though, today's an optional memorial for St. Joseph. St. Joseph the Worker, the title St. Joseph the Worker. So we can turn to St. Joseph in a special way in our prayer time today. And I had the image. We have a statue in our chapel in the rectory, and St. Joseph's holding the child Jesus, and he's just lightly clad, like with a little baby garment around his waist from the waist down. And it's just, what a beautiful image of the fatherhood of Joseph holding that little baby Jesus. And it just was available there for a deep meditation. And to think that God entrusted the Blessed Virgin Mary and little baby Jesus. Any of you that raised little baby boys or baby girls, especially both of you, mothers and fathers, but as fathers, you can really unite in a special way to St. Joseph. As the mothers, the women can unite in a special way, more so than us men, you can unite to Mary as she cared for little baby Jesus and nursed him. I mean, it's what an incredible image that is. But so we go to St. Joseph today, the worker, but the father. One of the books I was reading last week on my silent retreat was by Father Don Calloway. And one of the things he said about St. Joseph was St. Joseph, other than Jesus, St. Joseph was the most humble man that ever walked planet Earth. The most humble man. So we can think about the humility of St. Joseph today, the holiness, the piety of St. Joseph, the obedience of St. Joseph, but and the faith. I mean, you could throw all that in there, but Father Don Calloway in his book said the humility of St. Joseph, and that stood out to him. So the Last Supper was where we hear this passage from John 15. It's also, well, it's in John 14, 15, 16, and 17, but we hear about this Last Supper discourse, also called the Farewell Discourse. So the church gives us, Holy Mother Church gives us this particular reading during the Easter season. Like I said, we had it on Sunday, we have it here this morning. It's Jesus' famous analogy of the vine and the branches. Jesus makes this analogy of the vine and branches not just any time during the public ministry, it's during the Last Supper. So this is important. Why? Very important. Well, one reason is because during the Last Supper, we know from the other three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus actually takes the chalice of wine and says, "This is my blood." So that's not in John, it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant." We hear that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Everybody should put that in your hard drive. 1 Corinthians 11, it's St. Paul, where he, as a bishop and priest, has the institution of the Eucharist, that narrative. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And he talks about the new covenant in the blood. "This is my body, this is my blood." Okay, so we have this Eucharistic language and imagery right there at the Last Supper. It's glaring, it's obvious. The Bread of Life discourse from John chapter 6 and the vine imagery from here in John 15, we are strong parallels and filled with the motif of remaining in Jesus, abiding in Jesus. So those of us here on the Wednesday morning, we come every morning, most of us, we are here to abide in Jesus. So we are following this commandment of Jesus. This is wonderful. This is a beautiful thing. "Remain in me and I will remain in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither." This is not condemning language. This is, I take it as encouraging language. Jesus is encouraging us to abide in him, to stay with him. Because if we try and do it on our own, we're like that branch. Any of you that are trimming stuff in your yard right now, you know, or pulling stuff, you can't, you got to get it by the root. That vine, whatever it is, or that poison ivy or whatever it is, or anything, it stays alive unless you don't get it up from the roots. So we're just trying. But the other side of that whole spectrum is we need to be pruned in order to bear fruit. So you read, we never had a grape vineyard or anything, but in order, I was hearing or read this, I think Tim Gray from one of the commentators online, he says, you have to prune that grapevine in order for it to bear fruit. You got to prune it. So some of you then know that from gardening. So we need to prune whatever it is. Like the apple tree in my parents' backyard, I pruned it this past winter. And you should see the blossoms on that guy. They're incredible. Because this apple tree, it's just one, it's amazing, had abundant supply of fruit last season. They were all teeny apples. They were good, but they were like this big. So it needed to be pruned, and now we got these. We'll wait and see. I'll let you know, keep you posted this fall, if the apples turn out, if it was worth it. But we need to be pruned. So you can just take that to your thoughts and prayers today. Okay. This is how Jesus primarily wants us to remain in him. How? It's participation in the Eucharist. This does not exclude our prayer time. It does not exclude the other sacraments. No. But this is, as the church says, the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our Catholic faith. This is the new covenant that Jesus establishes for his followers. And St. Paul reiterates in 1 Corinthians 11, established in his blood and given to all of us to abide and remain in him. This side of heaven, of course. If we remain in Jesus and his words remain in us, we will desire what he desires and our will be united to his. That's important. Our will be united to his. Who are the saints, or what is a saint? Those who want what God wants. Our will is united to his will. Saint Joseph, his will was united to God's will. Saint Joseph only wanted what God wanted. So we ask Saint Joseph, of course, always the Blessed Mother, to intercede for us always. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.